Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines at this hour. Moody's pegs FY22 GDP growth at 9.3%. India, US reach deal on 2% equalization levy. 101 projects identified under Gati Shakti. Airtel conducts 5G trial in 700 MHz band. $1.5 billion loan to India for COVID vaccination approved. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the Lal Street today. The bulls were back on the Lal Street on Thursday, with two out of every three stocks on BSE ending higher. Stock-specific action was visible amid the expiry of November futures and options contracts. A 6% surge in shares of Reliance Industries made up for the weakness in the banking pack, lifting the BSE Sensex 454 points for the day. Nifty ended the F&O expiry above the 17,500 level. ITC, Infosys, Tech Mahindra and Kotak Mahindra Bank gained 1% each. Private banks, ICICI Bank, IndusInd Bank and Axis Bank fell up to 1.2%. Maruti Suzuki also declined 1%. This was the fifth straight day of loss for the auto giant. Vodafone Idea and Vedanta gained 6% each. Overall, about 230 stocks hit 52-week highs during the day. We have Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, to share his views on the day's action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Should investors take Thursday's rally with a pinch of salt, as it was the monthly F&O expiry day?
Yes, I agree with the view, and highly possible that the monthly expiry would have led to some covering after the recent sell-off and led to a rise in the market. Also, the strength of this recovery looks weak, indicating that the performance of the market, at least in the near term, may continue to be muted. Having said that, despite we should not be very negative, because a bounce can happen in the market, being in the oversold region and trading at the lower section of the current downside channel. So even though the trend may be subdued, the extent of fall, if any, seems limited, at least in the near term.
Banking is one space which isn't performing. Why?
Banks have been underperforming because their business are still burdened by the pandemic, with a muted credit growth and higher provisioning. However, this outlook is expected to improve in 2022. And recently, bank stocks have been impacted by higher FI selling and the market sell-off in the last maybe 2-3 weeks. This is also because being the largest section in the market, having the highest weightage, FIs have turned cautious and have an underweight view on the Indian market compared to the other emerging markets. So this can continue to have an effect on the performance of banking stocks in the near term.
We also caught up with Santosh Meena of Swastika InvestMart to decode the technical charts for you. What has changed for Nifty 50 on technical charts?
Today we had November month F&O expiry day, but it looks like it was a Reliance day on the Indian equity market, because Reliance alone contributed more than 85% of Nifty gain, while healthcare stocks were also in good health today. It was a volatile trading session on the back of F&O expiry, especially for Bank Nifty, which underperformed today. FIs are selling relentlessly in our Indian equity market, and we can again expect a big number today on the back of the F&O expiry despite holiday in the US market. However, today's FIs figure won't be clean, because they generally close their arbitrage positions on expiry day. The US markets are set today on the occasion of Thanksgiving Day, and they will remain open for half day tomorrow. Therefore, we can expect a dull session in our market as well in tomorrow's trading session. Technically, Nifty is trying to respect its 20-week exponential moving average after a decent correction. But the overall texture is still weak, following a breakdown of a bearish head and shoulder formation on the daily chart, where it is facing resistance at previous swing low of 17,613. Above this, we can expect some short covering move towards the critical supply zone of 17,800 to 17,850. The bearish view will be negated if Nifty manages to sustain above the 17,850 level. Otherwise, there is a good chance that it may see further sell-off, where 100 DMA of 17,100 will be the critical support. Below this, 16,700 will be the next important support level.
What is keeping the Nifty Bank from moving higher?
Bank Nifty is underperforming and fighting with its 100 DMA. And if it starts to trade below its 100 DMA, then it is likely to head towards its 200-day moving average that is currently placed at 35,700 level. On the upside, 38,000 to 38,500 is a critical supply zone. Above this, we can expect a short covering rally and we can say that the correction has ended.
Asian markets settled mixed for the day. Major European markets were trading higher in the first few hours of trade. US stock futures were up 0.25%, hinting towards a positive start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.